in the limelight.
The Zionist regime police demolished the home of the Salhio family in the middle of the night on Wednesday, January 19th, in the occupied East Al-Quds neighborhood of Sheikh Jarrah. In this regard, we have prepared an article for you written by Tamara Nassar, journalist. This article is titled, Zionist Regime Destroys Sheikh Jarrah Home in Cruel and Criminal Act. Stay tuned for more. The Zionist regime police demolished the home of the Salhio family in the middle of the night on Wednesday, January 19th, in the occupied East Al-Quds neighborhood of Sheikh Jarrah. Around 3:30 a.m., the Zionist regime police raided the home and forcibly removed the family and activists. The police used stun grenades and arrested more than a dozen people before razing the house to the ground. The family have no place to go, the Norwegian Refugee Council said of the 7 residents, including 5 children. Children's physical and psychological well-being is now at risk, having witnessed their home turn into rubble in the dark. Human Rights Watch recently said these cruel acts turn the Salhios into two-time refugees. This is what apartheid and persecution looks like. Perpetrators of these crimes against humanity should be prosecuted and sanctioned. The Salhio family originates from Ain Karam, a village west of Al-Quds. They were ethnically cleansed from their homes during the Nakba, the 1948 expulsion of 800,000 Palestinians in order to establish the fake regime of Israel. They had lived in the home the Zionist regime just destroyed for decades. The Zionist regime forces arrived at Salhio home recently in an earlier attempt to demolish it, but Mohammed Salhio, an activist, stayed on the roof while Salhio threatened to set himself and the house ablaze if the demolition went forward. On that day, the Zionist regime army destroyed the family's business, a plant nursery. European, British and Canadian diplomats staged photo ops near the Salhio home to bear witness to what they acknowledged was a violation of international law by the Zionist regime. However, their theatrics and toothless protest did nothing to deter the Zionist regime from coming back days later to complete the destruction. Er Amim, an Israeli group that monitors settlement activity in Al-Quds, said Israeli authorities were presented with multiple options that would allow the Salhio family to remain safely in their homes, but they chose instead to cynically dispossess a Palestinian family. The family was in the process of appealing the case to the Zionist regime's high court, their attorney told Tel Aviv Daily Haaretz. The Zionist regime seized and destroyed the Salhio home on the pretext that it is needed to build a school for Palestinians. The Israeli occupation municipality claims the school will serve hundreds of children with special needs from all over Al-Quds. The Zionist regime police even posted a video of the demolition, saying the planned school would benefit the community. But Er Amim said there was a nearly plot of land that could have been used to build a school. However, the Zionist regime has allocated that land for a yeshiva, a Jewish religious school that will help consolidate the presence of Israeli settlers in occupied East Al-Quds in violation of international law. Er Amim added, Clearly, the thought of building schools for Palestinians in place of a new yeshiva in Sheikh Jarrah is inconceivable in the eyes of the Israeli authorities. They'd rather force a Palestinian family out of their homes to meet such needs. The cynicism of the Zionist regime move is made even more transparent by how the fake regime of Israel, the occupying power in East Al-Quds, has for decades neglected education for Palestinians in the city, leading to a severe shortage of classrooms. Meanwhile, the Zionist regime has massively expanded its Jewish colonial settlements in and around occupied East Al-Quds. All of a sudden, the Zionist regime is interested in building schools for Palestinians, but apparently the only place it could find to do so is over the ruins of a Palestinian home. The Zionist regime authorities carried out the demolition using Hyundai equipment, effectively contributing to a war crime, as it was called by Human Rights Watch. Palestinians have long called on the South Korean conglomerate to halt the use of its equipment by the Zionist regime in the commission of such crimes. The Zionist regime chose to carry out the demolition in the middle of the night, when there would be fewer cameras, reporters and activists present. It was clearly an attempt to avoid a PR disaster. After all, it was the Zionist regime's efforts to force other families out of their homes in Sheikh Jarrah last spring that escalated into a full-scale confrontation with Palestinians, including the Zionist regime's 11-day bombardment of Gaza in May. Building a school is not a valid pretext for the Zionist regime violating international law and making a Palestinian family homeless, but it is also impossible to take the Israeli-controlled municipality at its word. Once the land is in the hands of the Zionist regime, there is no telling what will be done with it. For decades, the Zionist regime has made promises of building housing and other infrastructure for Palestinians, including Palestinian citizens of occupied territories, only to break them. At the same time, it has accelerated colonization of the land exclusively for the benefit of Jews, a situation Palestinians and human rights groups accurately describe as apartheid.